Patterns of Use, Part 2. Figure 1 demonstrates how subsequent use will vary depending on the circumstances of each individual. People may move from one type of use to another. Classifying substance dependence and abuse. The World Health Organization International Classification of Diseases, ICD-10, and the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, DSM-4, provide a complementary set of criteria for defining substance dependence and abuse. Dependent syndrome. A definite diagnosis of dependence should usually be made only if three or more of the following have been present together at some time during the previous year. A. A strong desire or sense of compulsion to take the substance. B. Difficulties in controlling substance-taking behavior in terms of its onset, termination, or levels of use. C. A physiological withdrawal state when substance use has ceased or been reduced, as evidenced by the characteristic withdrawal syndrome for the substance, or use of the same or a closely related substance with the intention of relieving or avoiding withdrawal symptoms. D. Evidence of tolerance such that increased doses of the psychoactive substances are required in order to achieve effects originally produced by lower doses. Clear examples of this are found in alcohol and opiate-dependent individuals who may take daily doses sufficient to incapacitate or kill non-tolerant users. E. Progressive neglect of alternative pleasures or interests because of psychoactive substance use, increased amount of time necessary to obtain or take the substance, or to recover from its effects. F. Persisting with substance use despite clear evidence of overtly harmful consequences, such as harm to the liver through excessive drinking, depressive mood states consequent to periods of heavy substance use, or drug-related impairment of cognitive functioning. Efforts should be made to determine that the user was actually or could be expected to be aware of the nature and extent of the harm. Narrowing of the personal repertoire of patterns of psychoactive substance use has also been described as a characteristic feature. For example, a tendency to drink alcoholic drinks in the same way on weekdays and weekends, regardless of social constraints that determine appropriate drinking behaviour. It is an essential characteristic of the dependent syndrome that either psychoactive substance taking or a desire to take a particular substance should be present. The subjective awareness of compulsion to use drugs is most commonly seen during attempts to stop or control substance use. This diagnostic requirement would exclude, for instance, surgical patients given opioid drugs for the relief of pain, who may show signs of an opioid withdrawal state when drugs are not given, but who have no desire to continue taking drugs.